keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update, sponsored by Gray Local Media.
I'm Victoria Cassell. Here are the latest headlines from 13 News. Two offers sit on the table for the Chiefs and Royals on whether to stay in Missouri or come over to Kansas. A Kansas package would cover up to 70% of the cost for new stadiums, and a Missouri package that would provide up to 50% of the cost. The Kansas bonds expire in less than a week if they're not extended. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is calling the Topeka, Kansas City, Olathe, and Shawnee Mission school districts, quote, irresponsible in how they address a student's gender expression. Kobach wants the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights to investigate them for violations of the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. He says the districts don't enforce bathroom bans or mandate teachers inform parents of their child's expression at school. In Topeka, I'm Victoria Cassell, 13 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
After spending years in foster care, Lexi worried that she and her brother were too old to be adopted. Thankfully, the siblings were adopted, with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I love teenagers. To see how brave Lexi was and how she opened herself up to being in a family, all of a sudden, she's holding my hand and calling me Mom. It was really special.
Every child, no matter their age, deserves to grow up in a safe, permanent home.
Children at every age experience challenges. Teenagers are more complex than young children, but in the best ways.
You're never too old for family. Learn how you can help children still waiting to be adopted from foster care at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 92. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, chance of thunderstorms, lows level off around 73. Slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, 88. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
When you need body work done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566. 738-6566.
Coming up, it's our KDNS KZDY area community calendar. To see more information on upcoming events, visit our KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 Facebook page.
The community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, providing positive options and education to young women and men facing unplanned pregnancies, as well as parenting classes, life skills training, and material aid through an Earn While You Learn program. And Mitchell County Tourism. Be a tourist in your area and discover Mitchell County. Check out what's going on to explore, live, and grow at discovermitchellcounty.com. All June and July, it's Downs Free Swim Saturdays at the Downs Swimming Pool starting at 1 p.m. And all summer, it's Free Swim Saturdays at the Glen Elder City Pool, courtesy of the Glen Elder Lions Club. The Mitchell County Health Department's next walk-in breastfeeding clinic will be on June 23rd from 8:30 a.m. to 11, or schedule an appointment at 785-738-5175. Join the Bank of Tescott, formerly First Bank of Beloit, this week, June 23rd through 27th at their new branch at 101 Main in Beloit for a Grand Slam celebration filled with giveaways, sweet treats, and community fun. Monday, swag bags and concession stand. Tuesday, Bank of Tescott Hat Day. Wednesday, piggy banks equals savings start here. Thursday, candy bars and golden ticket surprises. And Friday, from 11 to 1, you're invited for a ballpark bash, hot dogs, snow cones, and tailgate vibe. The Beloit Junior Senior High School STEM Grab and Go Brown Bag Fundraiser
Luncheon is Tuesday, June 24th from 11 to 1. Just go through the alley south of the municipal building, and it's a free will donation in Beloit. June 25th, it's PBS Share a Story. It will be at the Natoma Community Library and Arts Center at 505 Elm Street in Natoma. It starts June 25th at 2:30. PBS will read a story to the kids, have an activity, and the kids will receive a free book. The Mitchell County Republican Party Committee meeting will be on June 28th at the Solomon Valley Celebration Center in Beloit. And you're invited to the Glen Elder City Pools Glow Swim event on Saturday from 7 to 9:30. And there will be an event honoring all veterans and active servicemen and women for their service. It'll be June 29th at Heartland Worship Center in Agra. There'll be a free meal at 5:30 for veterans and their families. And at 7, a free musical performance free to the public to attend. Free watermelon and soft serve ice cream following the production. Thank you for listening to this week's Community Calendar, brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Center and DiscoverMitchellCounty.com.
Coming up, it's your Katy Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 Harvest Report, brought to you by Garrity State Bank and Trust, Midway Co-op, State Bank of Downs, Agmark LLC, Hanson Auction and Realty, Fouts Insurance, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, Crumbaker Oil and Feeds, MC Auto Works, and Central Valley Ag.
This is John Bowden with another 2025 Wheat Harvest Report on KD&S 94.1 FM. Today we're talking with Milton Detweiler from Kennington, Kansas. Milt, you're all done harvesting for the year. How'd it go?
It went not as good as hoped for, but the way the weather was, it ended up with a pretty good harvest. So,
well, Milton, talk about the past and the present. How long have you been putting in wheat as a crop?
Well, I started myself back in, after I came back to the farm in 1976. So I've been putting wheat in every year since then. So,
well, Milton, what are some of the things that you've done on your farm and some of the varieties of wheat that have helped you be a little more efficient the last 5 years?
Yeah. Well, things I've done, I planted all my own wheat up until about 5 or 6 years ago, and then I wasn't able to 1 year, and my son-in-law and his brother stepped in and planted wheat for me, and they planted so quick, and I just have let them plant it ever since. So that's been quite a change for me, but that's the way it worked out. And as far as varieties, they plant whatever they've got, and I don't have a clue what variety I've got in. I think it's a blend, the way it looked in the field, so I'm not sure what blend it is. So,
well, Milton, you and Brian Detmer kind of team up to harvest yours. Kind of talk about that relationship and then how they're doing this harvest.
Well, Brian and I started cutting harvest, or started working together, oh my, I don't even know how many years ago, probably 20 years plus that we started cutting together. First started off with Kurt Beanhoff and Brian, and I worked together. And then Kurt pulled out on his own, and Brian and I continued. And he provides the equipment and the trucks, and I drive the trucks once in a while, the combine. Been a good relationship with Brian and Linda, and their wheat this year wasn't anything to brag about. They planted all continuous crop and behind soybeans and stuff. So as dry as it was, that was that cropping sequence didn't work out real good this year.
Well, Milton Detweiler of Kennington, Kansas, won't be long you'll be driving that activity bus. You are going to do that again, aren't you?
I'm planning on it. As long as they'll have me back and I'm able to, I will continue doing that. So,
well, Milt, always a great friend. Always great to hear from you. Always appreciate what you did for our teams at Kennington and Thunder Ridge. And honor and pleasure to visit with you about 2025 wheat harvest today.
Good to visit with you too, John.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski. Kansas basketball added another standout freshman yesterday, picking up a commitment from top 100 prospect Cole Rosario. The newest Jayhawk committed early and canceled visits to Miami and Duke and reclassified from the class of 2026 to join Bill Self and the Jayhawks this season instead. Michael Swain of Fog.net spoke to WIBW Radio in Topeka about what KU is getting in Rosario.
6'5", 6'6"-ish. Really strong guy. Guy clearly has been working in the weight room, physical player. But his kind of signature trait, if you want to call it that, is shooting. And he's someone that has shot the ball really well in his kind of high school career and even over the last few months. He didn't shoot it super well at the NBPA top 100 camp. KU was off there and they watched him. But outside of that event, you know, he has really shot the ball well. And you looked at what KU was looking for, what we had heard KU was looking for was at the guard position was a guy who can shoot. And you're looking at Rosario and saying he fits that bill. And
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
Beloit K team came up with a 10-0 victory over Osmond County Tuesday night. Osmond fell to 6-2 on the year. Beloit jumped out to the lead in top of the first inning after Colton Adolph doubled, scoring two runs. Brooks Dunston singled, scoring one run. David DeNozzo tripled, scoring one run, and one run scored on a bop. Beloit added to their early lead in the top of the third inning when Dunston singled, scoring one run. Riley Lundeen doubled, scoring two runs, and Trace Kahn singled, scoring one run. Dunston started on the mound for Beloit K-18. The right-handed pitcher surrendered three hits and zero runs over four innings, striking out six and walking one. Donovan Holloway started on the mound for Osborne, giving up three hits and five runs over one inning, striking out one and walking two. Paxton Fouts tossed one inning of shutout ball for Beloit. The righty gave up zero hits, striking out one and walking two. Lundeen, the number eight hitter for Beloit, led the way with three runs batted in. The right-handed hitter went 2-for-3 on the day. Lundeen and Dunston each collected two hits for Beloit K-18. Lundeen stole two bases. Beloit K-18 turned one double play in the game. Tate Tiernan, Holloway, and Caden Phillips each collected one hit for Osmond County. Beloit improved to 6-1 on the year and will take the week off before hosting Lincoln next week in the final regular season game before the tournament. This has been John Bowden for KD Country 94.1 Z96.3 Sports.
Coming up, it's your KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 Harvest Report, brought to you by Guaranty State Bank and Trust, Midway Co-op, State Bank of Downs, Agmark LLC, Hanson Auction and Realty, Fouts Insurance, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, Crumbaker Oil and Feeds, MC Auto Works, and Central Valley Ag.
This is a 2025 KDNS Harvest Report with John Bowden. Today we're talking with Randall Farmer, Blake McMillan. Blake, how's things going up there? A little bit of rain stops you today, but when you get started and how have things looked so far?
Well, we got rolling Saturday and had a couple good days Saturday and Sunday, and then yesterday was kind of on and off, and we ended up cutting a little bit in the afternoon, then got rained out around 4 o'clock, but everything's been pretty good. The test weights have been high 50s. Haven't seen anything 60 yet. The continuous wheat's running in that high 50s bushels, and some soybean wheat we cuts and closer to high 40s. Otherwise, everything's been going pretty smooth so far.
Well, Blake, how long have you been farming and planting wheat?
Well, probably since I was old enough to hold a steering wheel, but pretty much full-time since I was about 19. So been at it for about 24 years now.
Well, Blake, during that time, what are some of the changes, particularly in the wheat crop, that you really like? Maybe varieties or no-till, conventional till? Some of the things that have really improved the efficiency for your farm?
Well, we used to do it all with the old international hoe drills and work everything. And then we got to plant more soybeans, and a lot of our wheat goes behind the soybeans in the fall. And we've had a lot of years where we've no-tilled everything in the soybeans and the continuous wheat stubble ground. But last year, we were having trouble with some pigweeds and some prairie grass that we couldn't seem to kill. So we went back to disking our continuous wheat, and spent a lot more time in the tractor than what we had for a while, but it worked out pretty good for us this year.
Well, Blake, barring another rainstorm today and tomorrow, what does it look like? How many more days, and what's it going to take to finish up the 2025 harvest for the McMillan Farms?
We've got somewhere between 500 and 600 acres left, so probably 4 average days, if things go right, would get us taken care of pretty easy.
Any particular varieties the last 4 or 5 years that you've stuck with that you really like coming out of K-State or anything out in western Kansas that you guys can use?
Well, we've tried a few different things. We've had Wolverine, Rockstar. Heck, I forget. There's been so many names, it seems like, in the last 10, 15 years. Hardly remember what all we planted. But this year we had a blend of Wolverine and Rockstar, and that's pretty much what we put on everything.
Well, Blake McMillan of Randall, Kansas, appreciate your time today, and hopefully you get in the next couple of days and get it wrapped up. Hope you're having a great harvest and everything, people and equipment run efficiently for you.
That's what we're going for.
KD Country 94. It's the best country.